Carmarthenshire Unison campaigns against council cuts, a Unison member. Carmarthenshire County Unison members lobbied the Plaid-led council on the 12th of January along with other campaigners such as Save Our Parks and Playgrounds. We were protesting against cuts to adult community education, asset transfers of parks and sports fields, and the proposed outsourcing of leisure centres and theatres. As Plaid councillors walked past the lobby, they were reminded of the promises they made when they were in opposition to the then Labour-led council. At that time, they called on the council to use £6.7 million of its reserves to mitigate against the worst of the cuts. They also supported Unison's campaign for a living wage, etc. All we hear now is a sound of silence. Carmarthenshire County Unison produced a no-cuts budget for the previous administration. We have called on Plaid, who claim to be an anti-austerity party, to implement our budget. It would prevent cuts for 3 years, while they build a campaign with other councils and trade unions to stop the cuts. Plaid-led Carmarthenshire County Council is making £40 million cuts over 3 years, yet they have £120 million in reserves. Plaid councillors blame the Labour Welsh Assembly government for passing on Tory cuts, and that is true, but wasn't it Plaid that voted for the Labour budget in the Welsh Assembly? We will not let Plaid get away with dodging responsibility for their actions or lack of action. They have a choice: fight and vote against cuts, or do the Tories' dirty work for them as they have done to date. Our members are looking to councillors to fight the cuts. All they see is a game of musical chairs, where Plaid replaces Labour in coalition with the so-called Independence Tories in all but name and vice versa. But they are all a coalition of the willing when it comes to cuts. Carmarthenshire County Unison was the only local government branch in Wales to produce a no-cuts budget. We will continue to fight all cuts, and fight to get councillors that will stand shoulder to shoulder with us in voting against cuts,